we'll just go on to another thing.
Yeah, sorry. But why specifically do you think this parish seems to be?
Well,
not so much?
Because it's welcoming. Because it, you know, they all say Father Blanc gives short sermons, but that is true and not true. They're really spiritual insights. They're really not sermons.
Mm-hmm.
Sermon. I am a trained philosopher. I can give you a theological analysis, a philosophical reflection anytime, no problem. I enjoy it reading.
Mm-hmm.
But people have so much time. The thing I was pleased with, the first year I was here, I think, or second, but Pache was going home. And he said his grandson was in the car with him. And his grandson explained my talk to him on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
See, so I believe that that's what matters. That everybody has something they can reflect on at their level of life.
Well, you take it and you make it relevant to your everyday life.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
It's not up here, it's right here.
No, see, and my thinking is that the classical sermon, 3 points, three repeating, belonged to an era where there wasn't TV and there wasn't those things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I actually just came back from Halifax for a wonderful talk of a guy who did a doctor. Tremendously enjoyed that. That's my tradition.
Yes.
But you can't, I can't, I will try to explain some of that. It'll come out over the next 2 or 3 years, but I don't know when.
Right.
As I say, I never prepare anything. I just read all the time. You know, preparing is a horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they are enlivened and welcomed, and if you ever notice, of course you would never notice this, but sometimes my sermons are even a little shorter when some kid begins to scream and yell, and you know, and I figure, well, one can embarrass the whole family, or one can just end this kind of nicely, and nobody in the church is really stupid. Father was going to say two more sentences,
yeah,
but he kind of ended it now because we don't want to upset somebody.
Yeah.
And you can, if you want, have the police there, as I call them, the parish police, and put this, tell them they should be in the choir room and that it's overflowing and they should be in the other chapel and they should be here. And they,
mm-hmm.
Well, this is their children.
Yeah.
They're bringing them to church.
Yeah.
They're trying the best they can.
Yeah, yeah. At least they're there.
They're there.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell them that because you're not sitting in the other seat or the other place, you're not welcome or you're not as welcome or, you know.
So the old church that was here.
Right.
Why was it torn down? Was there no?
It was torn down because it, it no because it, 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 it. See, don't tell the city of Rossay, town of Rossay, but it's the same land as the commons.
Oh, okay.
I.e., a swamp.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
So it never had a full basement.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So for 70 years, it had been sitting on the basement. You know. Sitting on the basement, sitting on the swamp, you know, getting stronger every year.
Yeah.
And the hall was built on the ground, on the ground, very warm building. So they were very modest buildings, built by a very small number.
Right.
I remember reading Duffy tell how they thought it was a huge, huge building and how they'd never fill it when they built it, you know. But the thing is that... yes, it had long outdone, it would cost a fortune to repair, and then you would have upgraded it.
Right. Yeah.
And the real trick is, all the accoutrement, all the valuable articles, were taken and put in the chapel of the new church or another part of the new church.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there was nothing left behind.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Those beautiful copper lights in the chapel were in the first church. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
So there's things from the first church, from Bishop Dollard, Bishop Medley, from the second church, all there.
Oh, well, that's good.
So they've all been continued.
Yeah.
See.
Now this house, was this built in Father Harris's time?
Yes.
Okay, so this is quite old too, really.
Yes, right.
And St. Patrick's. Now,
right.
St. Patrick's, you had started talking about that because was it? No, it wasn't always like a mission of our church. It was a mission of... St. Joachim's first, was it?
Well, yes, in recent times. But
okay.
St. Patrick's was built because Squire, the grandfather of all the Duffy Squire, it's in the books. I call him Styles, but that's not the name.
Okay, yeah.
He got the land grant. See, the only two Catholic land grants. One was the Meehan's and this, eh?
Oh, okay.
Okay. And he had a land grant there, and that's where Tilly built the highway. Now, Stagecoach Road, this was all just rail. There was no road into Rosslyn. You came by cottage, by rail to your cottage, right?
What? When are we talking?
Up to before the
Westmoreland Road, but wasn't there the Post Road that came out this way? Like there was the the Westmoreland Road was the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're talking much later. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're talking 1700s.
Yes, and then I'm talking even till 1955 they built the Mackay Highway.
Okay.
In my lifetime, you know, I'm saying maybe 1950. Really, Rosslyn was primarily limited access.
Yes.
And limited number of people, like one road, and people lived off of it, you know.
Right.
Yeah. It didn't go all the way up Green Hill or all those places that was all built in the last 20, 30 years.
Oh, there's St. Patrick's.
But the thing is, it was the Stagecoach Road, okay? So it was the main road going between St. John and when you read about the redoing of the Fundy Trail, the part of that original road is from the other end of Fundy Trail to Moncton, mm-hmm. the first 10 or 12 miles is a part of that original road.
Oh, okay.
It went to Amherst.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
So, you see, and the priest would come from the cathedral and drop in and say Mass every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd say, from just different, you know. I mean, we, the regretful thing I have with people is they don't realize that most parishes didn't have regular priests all the time. Only for the since the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
it's a recent thing in North America,
mm-hmm.
at least British North America. So it is, and now to be when we try to amalgamate to be so unwilling to share with each other is not really who we were in our better moments.
Mm-hmm.
Our grandparents went and said the rosary and did that in the church the week the priest didn't come.
That's right.
That is our tradition. That's mm-hmm. the real Catholic tradition. It was part of St. Joachim's and it came to us, but priests came from the cathedral, just like they went to Hampton, they would have dropped in there. But, I mean, once a month in the summertime, you know, and maybe Christmas if they could.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about every week service.
No.
That's something the automobile invented.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. So St. Patrick's then is, well, that's definitely under this as well. Yeah, and I see... that article in the paper that is it Dave Horgan is writing a book on?
Yes, it is, and he'd have lots of things for you to say.
Yeah,
our thing is we will maintain the cemetery.
You
may know there's another 3 acres there.
I've got to go out and check it. I've got to see.
It's a valley, but we can be filled in and made nice, and
maybe
you make a grotto with the statue of St. Patrick, or maybe you put it here. I don't know what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you might make a columbarium there, I don't know the other part.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We will keep it. See, the trouble is that the roof... need a new roof, and the walls won't hold it.
Exactly.
So they all say, well, you can put on, the contractors say you can put on new roof, new walls, but if it's new walls and new roof and new everything, it's not the historic building.
Exactly.
So you're preserving, you know, and they have enough money to maintain the cemetery and everything.
Okay.
Now, if they go into this big debt for the building, then you may lose everything in the long run. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Prudence is prudence.
Yeah.
Of course, you know me. I'm a fiscal conservative for all my progressive thought.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a real Brunswicker. I'm not going to give up the history, but I'm not going to get them into a great big debt and a great big thing.
No. It's good to maintain the history of it.
Right.
Anything else you wanted to add? Because I think that's all that I needed, really.
Well, I think just to remember that the Maguires and the Renford people have a great attachment to that because it was the church for so often,
mm-hmm.
especially before this was built.
Right.
And that Renforth and Fairvale and French Village and, you know, Upper Golden Grove, they're all a part of Rosslyn. And that... it all works and they all come and I suspect it will grow bigger. I suspect that across the highway, that area will all be built up someday and
mm-hmm.
another 400 or 500 homes, I expect, to this church.
Mm-hmm.
I see us, the worst scenario would be that in 20 years we go to 3 masses.
in 20 years, do you think there will be priests to give the Mass?
I think that, you know, before the 14th century, we did not ask the priest in the country, meaning the non-priest in the abbey,
mm-hmm.
the non-priest at the cathedral,
mm-hmm.
to be unmarried.
Mm-hmm.
It would be very useful at some time in the future,
mm-hmm.
For the priests who are not in the cathedral and not in the abbey to perhaps be allowed to be married again.
Mm-hmm.
And the Father creating the Roman, the Anglican rite may
mm-hmm.
be a step towards that in the English-speaking world.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our distances and stuff, you know, as you know, the Holy Father did allow married clergy for Laos.
Well, yeah, which, well, anyway, that's another book, isn't
right,
it?
Right.
Well, we'll end that there, but